Happy Monday, you guys, and thank you for tuning in to the Big Mouth Counselor. Today, we are going to finish off our conversation with adulting with anxiety and depression, and this will be part two. So if you guys have listened to part one of that episode, please feel free to tune into this one, and I hope you guys will enjoy this conversation. So starting off the conversation again with adulting with anxiety and depression, this is the second part. So like I said, if you guys have listened to part one, thank you so much. This will be part two of that conversation. Today is Monday, May 22nd, and I hope you guys are having an amazing Monday. I wanted to just kind of continue the conversation, just talking about how we as adults do experience bouts of anxiety, bouts of depression, and even having anxious feelings. We often don't talk about those things because we are, you know, like I said, adults, and we are individuals that just feel like we have to constantly keep holding things in, constantly keep fighting, and just, I don't know, just kind of like withholding a lot of information. Like, we always have to constantly be strong all the time when that is not the case. And I feel like for us, we are so deadly afraid to really ask for help or just let people know where we are kind of falling or having some type of trouble in life. And we are not always truthful or honest about those things. And just like where, you know, as adults, we do require a lot more rest. I feel like the older we get, it kind of goes right back into that. Having naps and things like how we used to do when we were smaller children, because we do require rest. And it has absolutely nothing to do with us being like getting older or anything, but I do feel like, you know, when we start to do certain things in life, our bodies and our minds do require rest. And I feel like we are constantly just kind of like always on the go, that we don't kind of stop to recognize when we are having those problems. So today I kind of want to like tap into, when we speak about having anxiety and when we talk about depression and having those anxious feelings, I really want to go to like the root of where those things could possibly come from. We've had a ton of conversation on the podcast about, you know, family traumas, childhood traumas, just traumas coming from like relationships, friendships, everything. So when we look at how those things play out as far as like in our adult lives, I feel like we don't recognize enough like where those things kind of start off, like where the root cause may come from. And anxiety and depression is not one of those things that you just get. It's not one of those things that you just automatically just like, oh, I was born with this mental illness, or, you know, well, my mom had it, so I experienced it. Like, in some sense, I understand the part of if you saw a parent experience this, sibling or somebody close, and this does go all the way back to the womb, where we feel the stress from the parent, we can feel every single thing, so everything kind of starts from the womb. But as we get older, we are taught, and I don't mean necessarily like by the parents, but we are taught to kind of like how to approach those things. But I feel like in somewhere down that line, society kind of messed us up where it teaches us to just kind of mask that and then continue to do whatever you need to do, because if we handle that part, then it's going to break us, then we're not going to be able to do what we need to do for society. And when we do that, we suppress. And suppression is a big thing, because when we suppress our energy, when we suppress our feelings, our emotions, that comes out in different ways in our life. And I personally feel like, even with my learning from my mentor, that I feel like built up energy, suppressed emotions and things like that will come out in different ways. It will come out in how you move throughout the day, but it'll also come out as far as like how your chakras are aligned, how they're in balance, how they are balanced. So I feel like those things come out in those particular ways. So when we do speak about how energy is kind of like going this place and going that place, I feel like the chakras are something that we don't really focus on. And chakras are something that I just really started to learn more about, because it is a initial part and a, you know, important part of growing spiritually, but also taking care, excuse me, you guys, taking care of the mind, body, spirit. And so when we have a particular chakra that is blocked or that is unbalanced, we have to think about what areas in our life may be causing that blockage and what we may be suppressing. So like I said, suppression is a big thing that we don't talk about, but it is something that we often do, and it might not be intentionally, because that is something that we might have been born into where it's already suppressed within us because of the things that we've already experienced within the womb. And you know, this is getting a little too deep for you guys, you know what I'm saying? I get it, but just bear with me, because this is truth coming. These are things that I've learned going deeper into the spiritual, because we do carry those things from in utero until, you know, we're here on this earth. And so when people get I'm really trying to think of when you're around other people, and let's say, okay, we call it the social anxiety, right? When you get around other people and you're constantly just like nervous, and you are, it's like you get an uneasy feeling. Some people may make you feel very anxious and nervous, and some people may make you feel very excited. When those things happen, I feel like the energy within us is kind of like bursting to come out, whether it is that suppressed energy that feels like, okay, we are, we feel like we may be overloaded, you know, in a sense, like overstimulated. And then the other energy is more so like, I kind of like this feeling, and so I kind of want to stay here. And they're like two different things. So that anxious feeling will tell you, okay, maybe it's time to run because I don't like this. Maybe I don't feel good because maybe this is triggering something. Maybe this looks like something that I saw before and I don't like it. And then the other feeling would just be like, I'm totally excited. I like this feeling because it does remind me of something good. Like it can go both ways. So with social anxiety, this is something that is triggered by something that may feel uncomfortable for you, something that you may not like, or maybe triggering something that you don't fully know what it is. And like with all these experiences, it's so, they're kind of not like they're the same, but we all have to kind of learn the same thing. We have to kind of go through them to figure out what it was and what it was actually trying to teach us, right? And so with depression, I don't, you know, and when it comes to those things, I don't really like to get to the science behind those things, because first and foremost, you guys, I have my master's in counseling. So with taking my education in doing my counseling thing, I recognize what the you know, with the DSM-5 says about depression, and now how they're changing a lot of the names, but also how they are categorizing the type of different depressions. And I personally just feel like, still again, that it is a lot of suppressed energy that just cannot come out. So I could talk about this differently now, because with working on chakras, you learn when things are, you know, blocked and when they need to be open, and when certain chakras need to be expressed this way or kind of dealt with this way or need healing this specific way. So with the suppressed energy, I feel like when it comes to depression, that is something where we could not be expressive. We could not ask for help. Maybe we got a little too uncomfortable with how we felt within our own bodies, and maybe, you know, we felt like the world would not accept us. Like, there's so many ways to explain how depression works, how it looks, how it is shown, and how those emotions and feelings are suppressed and come out as depression. So it could be a number of things that you may have dealt with as a child or as an adult that may lead you into some type of depression. Depression could just easily be like, you know, you're not really sure what your life's purpose is supposed to be or what it is, and you feel like you're not worth being here, or you're not worth having that specific job or something. So now you are feeling depressed because now you feel like, what is my purpose of being here? And it's not that you don't have a purpose, you just don't fully know what you are supposed to be doing. And because you don't have that answer, you fear that I may not ever have an answer. And in return, that fear turns into those sadness, those blues, those suppressed energies that kind of go within. You take it in, you don't say anything, you don't ask for help, and now it's turning into depression. So I hope you guys can like follow along exactly what I'm saying. I hope that I'm not talking in circles, because like I said, it's new for me talking about this as an adult and recognizing it, but also knowing like, hey, I do have some chakras that are blocked as well that need some healing and need some work. So by me expressing those things, I could tell you guys, like, I do personally feel like the anxiety and the anxious feelings and things like that are just dealing with our chakras, the energies that are flowing in our chakras, and maybe they're not coming to the chakra that it needs to go to, and maybe it's going to another one too fast, or maybe we're suppressing energy. Like, it's a lot. But that is my whole spiel about dealing with anxiety and depression as an adult. I'm talking too fast. I don't personally feel like it is the end of the world when we do have that. Like, we have our days where we're going to get sad and we're going to have the blues and we want to rest. But above all things, I just really want you guys to understand, like, it is okay for you to kind of take breaks. It's okay for you to stop in the middle of whatever it is that you're doing. If you have a business or if you're working and you just kind of need some time, if you need to take some time off, like, it's perfectly okay. Like, I closed down a business because I needed some time away. I was totally scared closing that business because I thought, oh my God, you know, where am I going to get the money now? And that's the thing, you know, when you become an adult and you have those tough decisions that you got to make, you also have to learn that things are always going to work out for your good, because bad things are just not supposed to be happening to you. And I'm starting to recognize that when you go through hard things are not supposed to be happening to you. Challenges are not supposed to be happening to you, but you can't think of it that way. You have to think of it as, what is this teaching me? What lesson do I need to learn? That's all it is. It's not saying that it's the end of the world or you did something so just bad shit crazy that now I can't keep something. Like, and don't get me wrong, karma is real, but karma is also energy. So whatever you're feeding the energy is going to give you that back in return. So yeah, of course, we've all done some things in our days where we're probably not proud of. We probably said some things, of course, and we probably had to pay for that. You know, it's always a consequence. You know, what goes around comes around. It is a true statement. But that does not mean like the entire rest of your days, like of your life or your entire life, is just supposed to be hell on earth, because that is not true. Certain things are there, are happening to teach you exactly what you were supposed to be taught. And this could be a lesson that constantly happens over and over and over again until you get it and it will stop, right? So, being that, you know, I did what I did with my business, I thought, you know, hey, where am I going to get this money from? Or how am I going to even try to go back when it's time to sell things? Or how am I going to do this, instead of just like, hey, this is what I need right now, and I have to kind of walk away from this. And I'm not saying, you know, I was constantly telling people, you know, all my supporters, like, hey, I'm going to come back. Definitely going to come back. But it's so, nobody tells you about the ins and outs of running a business and in the headaches that you have, the mental, like just so much that it does have on your mental and how it weighs on you. It's just like having a regular 9-to-5 job, except you're not getting the money as fast and you're not having to clock in. You're making your own hours. You're doing all this great stuff for yourself, but you still have to figure this stuff out yourself. You have to build a team. You have to do all this. And with that business, you have to be everything for your business. And nobody talks about how much of a headache that can be, right? So doing that part, I took a step in the right direction for me and for my mental, to say, yes, I got to take a break because I need this. And it's causing me too much anxiety. It's causing me too much stress. I got to take a break. So, you know, don't be afraid to walk away from something. Don't be afraid to start something new. Don't be afraid to take a chance. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Like, people are here and willing to help you, but also the universe, your family, your higher power, they have your back and they know. Another thing that I want to talk about is stress. Stress ties into that anxiety, and I really want to speak about a personal experience as far as how stress looks in the body. So, me being the person that I am, I absolutely love to make money. I won't lie to you, money doesn't overpower me. I just love to make money. I like nice things. I like to live a certain way. I like food. I just like to have nice things, and I like to buy myself things when I want to buy myself things. So for me, being an independent person that I am, even while being married, I always find new ways to make money. Does it always come fast? No. Sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. But for me, money had always been this kind of like this bad energy for me. I just always thought that money was like this bad thing. Every time I get it, I gotta pay for it, something. So it's always like, oh, I get it, I gotta dish it out. I get it, I gotta dish it out. Until I realized one day it clicked. Like, it's the energy that you're giving money. It's the energy that you are thinking you have to give to money, because money comes and you have to pay for bills. And don't get me wrong, you know what I'm saying? We complain, we're adults, we work. We work for the life that we want. And when it's time to pay for the bills, we're going to complain. We're going to be like, man, I got to pay for this. I really don't want to pay for that, but I got to pay for it. Because you know why? The life that you want to live, you are getting the money to live it. So you got to get the money to pay for the life that you want to continue to live, right? So financial problems had always been a huge stressor for me. But how my body reacts to stress, I don't believe that people would really believe me if I told them. And I won't go into detail, but my body does react to stress a totally different way. So, speaking about stress, I want you guys to recognize how stress looks in your body. I want you to recognize how stress looks in your talk, how stress looks in your everyday habits, how stress looks when you eat, how stress looks when you sleep, because that is a big part. We talk about anxiety, we talk about depression, but nobody talks about the stress. Nobody talks about how you do have insomnia, or how you can get some sleep, or you oversleep, or how you could get sleep and then you wake up in the middle of the night and then you can't go back to sleep. Nobody talks about how the stress affects your skin. It affects your digestive system. It affects your mind. It affects your cycles. It affects your joints. It affects your muscles. It affects how you talk. It affects how you eat. Stress is such a big part in what we do every single day. It's stress, you know, you have good stress and you have bad stress. But when I say good stress, it just means that you have that stress that can motivate you to want to do better and to motivate you to push yourself to be like, I need to slow down. This is too much. That's it. But having stress to the point where you cannot function with eating or sleeping or just even going out or communicating effectively, or you have no idea what's going on, or you're constantly just having this sad cloud over you, stress will absolutely do that. And I think it's important for us to recognize what stress looks like, because stress could look good on a person. You could be under an overwhelmingly amount of stress and people would not know it, because you come to work every day, you do exactly what you're supposed to do, you eat your balanced lunch, you get tons of sleep, you do your self-care, and that's fine. But nobody knows, besides all of that, that maybe you're having shoulder pain. Nobody knows that, besides that, you may have a constant headache every day. Nobody knows, besides that, that your feet have been bothering you for weeks and you haven't said anything. Stress shows up differently for everybody, but you have to recognize. If you have anything going on right now, correlated to when did it start, and when it did start, what was happening when that started? What were you doing when that started? How were you feeling when that started? Chiropractic care is so important for taking care of the body. Chiropractic care is so important for stress. Chiropractic care is so important for your chakra alignment. And that ties into reducing anxiety, reducing stress, and absolutely reducing depressive moods. So when you have chiropractic care, imagine what they do. They do your neck, they adjust it, they crack it, they push down on, you know, your thoracic. And don't look, my wife's a chiropractor, so I know a lot of terms, y'all. I had to be a patient for her many times. Opening up your perineum, or adjusting your leg, opening up your hips, opening up your pelvic. It's when they do those things, I want you to understand that those particular joints and things in your body lock up because of stress. And yes, stress can do that, because stress is just kind of like I'll say it as an energy. It's like an energy that constantly builds up in one particular place. And if it builds up in a place that it's not supposed to be, it's going to hurt. And then if you don't take care of it, it's going to hurt even worse. And then if it's still not being taken care of, it may travel somewhere else, and that's going to hurt. And then if that's not taken care of, it's going to hurt even worse. And then when that still isn't taken care of, you got 1, 2 that's hurting, and then it travels down to 3, and that's going to start to hurt. And so what happens is that energy starts to get blocked. You start feeling crazy. You get foggy. You're feeling no energy. You can't sleep. You can't eat. Or, you know, maybe things are just really off, or you feel unbalanced. That is what happens when stress collects over time in a certain area. And so as adults, I feel like taking care of yourself with healthcare, self-care, and mental health is important. Going to therapy or talking to a trusted friend, even having a life coach, getting massages or chiropractic care, stretching, working out, going on daily walks, going into nature, meditating, always choosing to, you know, get rest, spending less time on things that don't really, you know, if it's not something good to consume, don't do it. And I mean certain things on social media. You know, I spoke about this in the last episode, but we really do have to be mindful of the things that we're seeing, the things that we're listening to, because that does have an effect on our stress and how we take things in, because it's all the energy transference. So I think this is where I will end this conversation as far as adulting and dealing with anxiety and depression, because I feel like I talk so much about the things that are needed and things that you do, that you can do to care. And I really just want you guys to know that when I talk about these things, it really comes from like personal experience and things that I am going through right now, trying to take care and just really live a more peaceful life and just doing things that are with ease and easy flow and just doing things that make us happy. And as an adult, you know what I'm saying? We are just always taught that we got to constantly keep working hard, and always got to be on the go, and you got to constantly keep doing this, and you got to constantly keep doing that. And that's not true. You don't have to keep doing something or working extremely hard just to get a beautiful outcome. You don't have to. Working hard does not always come to making a ton of money or reaching like your goals. You know what I'm saying? You always have to have a pace when it comes to things, but also recognize that your path and your journey is going to be your path and your journey, and your time is your time. Your time is going to look completely different from anybody else's. So rushing it and trying to hurry up and speed past it and work extremely hard because you need to get this done is not going to make things move any faster. So just remember that when you are caught up in this situation where you just like, okay, well, I have to do this, or I have this due, or this has to be paid. And I understand it, because we all have bills. We all have to do things. We all have to, you know, be moms, wives, husbands, dads. We all have to do those things in life, and we all have other obligations that we have to tend to. But that does not mean that we have to overwork ourselves and just beat ourselves down to the bone until there's nothing left. Whatever is meant for you is going to come. And whatever is meant for you and whatever is in your purpose is going to be yours. No one can take that from you. That is your birthright. You are deserving of all that and more. So just remember that when you listen to these things, and if you don't take anything else from these episodes, just remember that whatever it is meant for you is going to be yours. And whatever your purpose and your journey is, it's going to be yours. You're going to follow it whether you recognize it or not. It may hit you sometime later, but you're going to go on that path like you're supposed to, when you're supposed to, in due time, y'all. So I hope this could be a light to somebody and really be a help to someone. And I really hope that you guys have a beautiful, beautiful Monday. I love you guys so much. Peace.